Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Are you new to investing and have savings you need to protect? Right now, the Middle East war, the Ukraine war, and maybe Taiwan soon. You need a playbook that is safe. Allocate some gold right now. Shield your savings with Noble Gold Investments IRA. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. When fear reigns, gold protects the wise. Noble Gold Investments offers a free 5-ounce America Beautiful coin with new IRAs this month. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com right now. noblegoldinvestments.com, the only gold company I trust. Hey, everybody, on the Charlie Kirk Show. The Koch Network has made their selection. They have decided on a candidate for 2024, and we unpack that. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Get involved with the nation's most important organization, Turning Point USA, at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. This Giving Tuesday, chip in if you can. At tpusa.com. Give what you can at tpusa.com. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. That's freedom@charliekirk.com. Okay, I want to encourage you guys. You have got to get your tickets today to AmFest. It's been there for a couple years. It is a game-changing, life-changing event. It has secured the title of the largest multi-day conservative gathering in history. You know, over 10,000 people attend. You better get your tickets. They're popping. AmFest has an electrifying environment, leads the charge to fight the American culture war. As we bring you to the epicenter of freedom, the speakers are unbelievable. You might ask, well, when is it? It's December 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, 20th. And come on, I mean, these speakers, hold your phone. Tucker Carlson, Glenn Beck, Patrick Bet-David, Candace Owens, Rob Schneider, Roseanne Barr, Dennis Prager, Ali Beth Stuckey, James O'Keefe, Riley Gaines, Ben Carson, Jason Whitlock, Gad Saad, Brandon Tatum, Seth Dillon, Jack Posobiec, Benny Johnson, Yanmi Park, Michael Seifert, James Lindsay, Steve Bannon, Eric Metaxas, Donald Trump Jr., Josh Hawley, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, and bigger names than even that to be announced soon. So get your ticket today, amfest.com. That is amfest.com. You're going to really love it. I think when you come, you'll meet new people. Maybe you want to find a husband or a wife. Come to AmFest. Find a best friend. Come to AmFest. Have kids that you're afraid are slipping to the liberal side? Go to AmFest. Have conservative kids that you want to give them the best Christmas gift ever? AmFest.com. Meet your heroes. See them in person. Plus, there's breakouts and media row. It's an incredible, incredible event. AmFest.com. Just coming in a couple weeks, Phoenix, Arizona. We're doing our show live, by the way, from media row. Love seeing all of you taking selfies. It's great. We spent a couple hours there last year. It was really amazing. AmFest.com. This 4-day event is packed with empowering speakers, hundreds of patriotic partner organizations, and the America-loving community that you have been searching for. Don't miss on the amazing concert, too. And come on. Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens, Rob Schneider, Roseanne Barr, Dennis Prager, Ali Beth Stuckey, James O'Keefe, Patrick Bet-David, Glenn Beck. I mean, just drop everything and come to Phoenix. AmFest.com. AmFest.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. It's amazing how our politics have changed over the last 10 years. A decade ago, there was a group of donors that was by far the most powerful in conservative politics. They tended to be a little libertarian. They were so powerful, in fact, the gathering that they put together, that an entire book was largely written about them by Jane Mayer called Dark Money. You guys can get that book and show it up on screen. It was framed as this clandestine group of robber barons and industrial titans, people from all sorts of different walks of life and industry that were trying to come together to collude to advance right-wing policies to get themselves wealthier and richer. This coincided with a Supreme Court decision, Citizens United, that said that money can flow into politics as much as you would like, and the left was outraged over this. Now, of course, we've covered extensively on the show how the left decided to stop complaining and embrace the bomb, to use a quote from Dr. Strangelove, to use the power of dark money to their advantage. Democrats have become the experts of dark money. George Soros, Mackenzie Bezos, Mark Benioff, Reid Hoffman, Laureen Powell Jobs. But 10 years ago, the left was behind the curve. Center-right conservative libertarian donors would gather. And as I was getting started at Turning Point USA, you would hear whispers about this gathering. And boy, I wanted more than anything else to attend one of these gatherings. I could barely scrap together $5,000 here and $10,000 here. Our first major donor, Foster Freeze, would tell me about this gathering. In fact, he was one of the pioneers at this particular gathering brought to you by the Koch brothers to actually start what they would do when people would stand up and pledge money. I'll do $5 million, I'll do $10 million, I'll do $15 million. And 10 years ago, that group did a lot of good. And that group spent a lot of money to try to advance the idea of fiscal discipline. But at times there were these undercurrents of open borders and cheap and relaxed immigration. But the power center, the nerve center of the movement was without a doubt going right through the Koch network. And I, like any other upstart entrepreneur, wanted to try to earn their support. So we were friendly, and I was more libertarian back then anyway. And say, hey, you know, I want to go to their gathering, go to their meeting. Never actually happened, never went to one of their meetings. But a lot of our donors would attend. But slowly, all of a sudden, things started to change. And as Ernest Hemingway would say, they happened gradually, then suddenly. Donald Trump changed everything. He got people to think differently, to reconsider their premise. All of a sudden, he said, no, the Republican Party should be about the American worker, about the muscular class. Why are we bringing so many foreigners? We're losing our identity, borders, language, culture, as Michael Savage would say. Donald Trump took that and made it a campaign ethos. 10 years ago, the Koch brothers and the gathering around them, they were framed as Darth Vader by the media. In fact, you can go and find articles of Charles Koch, who's one of the wealthiest people on the planet, literally wearing a Darth Vader suit, making fun of the whole thing. But the left's relentless campaign against them seemed to work. Over the summer, there was an article written by the, published by the Claremont Institute, The American Mind, by Adam Kissel. It is an excellent piece called New Koch on how the Koch brothers in 2019 made a shift, where now they use proper pronouns at the Koch Foundation. They talk about advancing equity, that they fund organizations in the spirit of DEI. For example, quote, the Koch Foundation wants to break barriers, eliminate injustice, signaling openness to critical race theory. The article is excellent. New Koch. We're going to publish it, on repost it on charliekirk.com. Stand Together tweeted, which is one of the Koch brother-funded initiatives, that they're not just an advocate for social justice, but also racial justice. So taking a step back, you see that Koch went woke, and their attendance has gone down over the last 10 years. Donors have said, you know, I don't want to be part of this anymore. It doesn't align with my values. I know many donors that stopped going to the Koch brother retreats because during Floydapalooza, the summer of love, the Koch network was talking about racial justice. Like, yeah, we're not going to put up with that. They saw CRT in our schools. They saw the transing of our kids. In fact, many Turning Point USA donors are former Koch attendee donors. But not all of them. They still have some power, especially the power of Charles Koch himself. His brother, David Koch, passed away. Charles Koch is still worth nearly $100 billion. His father founded Koch Industries. There were four brothers, Fred, who's not involved, Bill, who's involved in a oil company, David, who's passed away, and Charles, who runs Koch Industries to this day. One of the largest privately held companies on the planet. Now, the Koch Network has made promises to their donors that they're not going to get involved in presidential primaries. They've never done it before. Now, understand how this works. They have some programs that they do, Americans for Prosperity, for example, which, by the way, they always brag about how many activists are involved in Americans for Prosperity. I've never actually met an activist that's like, yeah, I'm involved in AFP. It's like, yeah, okay. It's not exactly the grassroots action that they tell their donors, but we'll put that aside for a second. But they convene these donor retreats, and some donors still trust them for guidance and for direction. Spend money on this candidate, don't do that. But the philosophical underpinnings of Americans for Prosperity is without a doubt cultural libertarianism laced with corporate globalist Chamber of Commerce perspective. Now, the one thing I will say that I respect about the Koch Network is they, at least in their language throughout the years, has said they want to cut spending. Okay, I am a fiscal hawk. I think we have to resist major debts and deficits. I want to be perfectly fair. That is no longer a focus I see in any of their messaging or any of their deals. They're running these ads nonstop. And it feels as if it is watered down, vanilla, controlled opposition, Republicanism, that they're trying to push forward. So this group of donors, they'll attend twice a year to these summits. It's well publicized. It's been written about in the New York Times, nothing new. And they've been tilting to the left, tilting to the left. And we've seen this pattern throughout the years of groups that were once hardcore right wing go to the left. But they've made a very big announcement today, everybody. Americans for Prosperity, which again is a group of donors, not a group of activists. And again, some donors are awesome. I think sometimes when people on the right use donors as a pejorative, I got to say, no, you don't understand. There are some patriotic, amazing, wealthy people like Bernie Marcus yesterday, who we celebrated, who wrote an amazing op-ed resisting this kind of Koch brother tilt and said, it's a simple choice. 94-year-old American patriot, Home Depot co-founder worth nearly $10 billion says, I'm all in for Trump. But this particular group of donors, they have a different perspective. And they, many of them, have business interests of which they want the advancement of very specific policies that might not be good for the country, but will be good for their companies. They lace that together with virtue signaling, white guilt riddled talking points. And here you have, put it all together with a little bit of libertarianism, you know, mix a little bit of Ludwig von Mises and Murray Rothbard. Hey, a little F.A. Hayek, a Ayn Rand, and a twirl, if you will, of Henry Hazlitt. And you have Americans for Prosperity. Well, they have now made their endorsement and they're going all in behind a single candidate. And it's not Donald Trump. We'll talk about that in a second. That the network of libertarian globalist donors, they're not going away. They're doing their final stand. The last stand of the globalist billionaires. Tis the season to see beautiful pine trees covered in snow, but have you read about pine needle extract? No, I'm serious about the hottest new trend is adding pine needle extract to your daily tea or coffee. Pine needles contain one of the most intriguing compounds found naturally with only a certain species of pine trees called shimamic acid. This is a product, it's wild harvested, kept raw and alive by Ascent Nutrition. Pine needle extract qualifies as a superfood because of over the 200 bioactive vitamins, nutrients, and minerals, amino acids, and enzymes to bring to your body. This extract naturally contains nature's highest source of DHEA, which people call the happiness hormone. The reported benefits are extensive, so I encourage you to research and ask your doctor about the supplement. Because it is wild harvested, it's made in small batches. That means it is about to sell out for the holidays. This particular product sells out fast every time a new shipment drops. So go now. I put it in my coffee and you should too. If you've got someone you're thinking of on your Christmas list who would love this in their stocking, check out the hottest new health trend for your health conscious loved ones. Give the gift of good health this Christmas with Ascent Nutrition. Visit GoAscent. That's GoAscent nutrition.com. GoAscentNutrition.com. Use promo code Kirk for a 10% discount. For a little over $30, you can provide someone with the most unique health supplement gift they'll receive this Christmas. Visit GoAscentNutrition.com, GoAscentNutrition.com. So the Koch network has made their decision. Now, before I tell you about it, just so we're clear, that for years, Charles Koch and the Koch network funded organizations and still against neoconservative warmongering. They even partnered with George Soros on something called the Quincy Institute to try to stop foreign intervention in wars. So I say that for a reason, because it goes to show how inconsistent, unprincipled, undisciplined, and hilarious this endorsement is. One of the key pillars of Koch World is don't invade the world. Harsh critics of Bush, harsh critics of Dick Cheney. So they sent out a memo, Americans for Prosperity. And I just hope all of you guys know that when you go to your Republican precinct committee meetings and you go to your state party chair meetings and you see the Americans for Prosperity booth, many of the people that work there are wonderful people. Many of them are. But understand that more times than not, it's a synthetic lens for open border Chamber of Commerce policies, and they put on the jersey of grassroots activism to get you to buy in to policies and ideas that might be inconsistent with your worldview. They do not want a closed southern border. They do not want the American worker to be prioritized. They do not want to see the war in Ukraine settled down and brokered to peace. They do not want to see the government say that children are off limits with trans surgeries. Instead, they say, well, you know what we need is criminal justice reform. Excuse me? Black crime is a major issue in our country. Why are you pushing criminal justice reform exactly? So understand that some of those people are great people that work for Americans for Prosperity. But go read what they write. Go see what they publish. Okay, so this is their official memo. It's nothing private. It's now public on November 28th, and they're making their decision. Americans for Prosperity action to grassroots leaders, activists, and interested parties. Well, I guess we're interested parties, aren't we? November 28th, 2023. Early this year, we said we announced our political strategy. We've never been involved in presidential politics before, but the good news is that AFP Action is in a position to do something about it. Rest easy, everybody. Americans for Prosperity Action is on the way to solve the Republican primary. A bunch of donors that you don't know that want open borders and are sick of Trump are willing to deploy hundreds of millions of dollars, or at least, tens of millions of dollars, not to ballot chase voter registration or secure our elections, but to extend an unnecessary and embarrassing and bloody primary. At the outset of the strategy, we made clear that we'd be businesslike in our decision. We would support a candidate capable of turning the page on Washington's toxic culture. A candidate who can win. And last night we concluded that analysis. But let me just say what they say about Trump. Republicans have been nominating bad candidates who are going against America's core principles. And voters are rejecting them. That's what they say about the MAGA base. And they have made their decision. Drum roll, everybody. Who is it? Is it Vivek? Nah. Chris Christie? No. Doug Burnham? No. Ron DeSantis? No. No, no, no. No, 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 everybody. It is Nimarata Nikki Haley. AFP Action is proud to throw our full support behind Nikki Haley, who offers America the opportunity to turn the page on the current political era, to win the Republican primary and defeat Joe Biden next November. She has what it takes to lead a policy agenda to take on the nation's biggest challenges to help ensure our country's best days are ahead. With the grassroots and data capability, yeah, give me a break, we bring to bear in this race, no other organization is better equipped to help her do it. All right. Americans for Prosperity, the Koch network, has now officially selected their candidate and declared war on many of you, including Ron DeSantis supporters out there, by the way. This is a globalist neocon chess move against the America First movement. This is a salvo directed at you, at the populist nationalist muscular class movement of everyday Americans that want their country back, the border secure, that want your kids to say they are off limits. They want your kids to love America again. They want something else. And Nikki Haley is the vessel that they are going to use to do it. They say Nikki Haley is in the best position to defeat Donald Trump in the primaries. That's hilarious. Have you talked to a Republican primary voter in the last 10 years? We're going to keep talking about this. And there's a piece of tape that shows one of the reasons why they selected Nikki Haley. The primary is not over. It should be. But the globalists, they're mounting their last stand. All right, you've probably heard me. It's actually now 25 pounds that I have lost. And I'm sure some of you say, oh, Charlie, I've tried everything. That was me. You know, my first Zoom call with my PhD weight loss, I was kind of skeptical. I was like, come on, guys. All right, I've heard this whole thing before. And boy, was I wrong. They know what they're doing, my PhD weight loss. Look, this is 100% legit. And people say, well, Charlie, you've lost so much weight. And I say, yeah, my PhD weight loss, hello. But look, they have a different approach. And it's Dr. Ashley Lucas. She's great. I text with her. She does a really, really good job. 25 pounds, I'll tell you. And I have more energy and I'm healthier than ever before. Here's why. The program rids your body of the inflammation that is causing so many health problems. If you look around today, America is the fattest it has ever been. Our families, friends, and neighbors are dying of diabetes, heart disease, and Alzheimer's, now called T3 diabetes. PhD has helped so many people who want to have a good, active life, play with their grandkids, travel, hike to a waterfall, go for a bike ride, but their weight was holding them hostage. They don't want any of you on experimental drugs for your brain degeneration from Alzheimer's or homebound with an oxygen tank for heart failure. My PhD weight loss knows that losing weight is the best thing for overall health. We are way too fat as a society. And here's the thing. If you're listening to this and you say, boy, I'm a little overweight, it's perfectly fine. Do something about it. Use your free will, your agency. Say, you know what? I'm just not where I want to be. This is an empowerment tool for you. All of these things can be prevented. You look at heart disease, what they now call diabesity. By the way, there's a great new book by Dr. Peter Attia about longevity. You want to live long? Lose weight. Look, Dr. Ashley Lucas, she is the master of this, and she is the genius behind my PhD weight loss. So you can call them today at 864-644-1900. That is 864-644-1900. By the way, this is not like a sign up and you're automatically going to lose weight. You got to do some work. You got to apply yourself. It's not a too good to be true thing. But if you have motivation, they will channel that motivation towards a very positive, measurable, and real outcome. Find them online at myphdweightloss.com. Tell them Charlie Kirk sent you. That is myphdweightloss.com. PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition. Physician and dietitian developed, individually delivered. Again, I lost 25 pounds and I feel great. If you think you've tried everything, you're wrong until you say you've tried my PhD weight loss. They map you as a whole person. It's not like, hey, just read this book. No. It's a deep dive. It's personalized. It's going to get results for you. MyPhDweightLoss.com. So Nikki Haley is endorsed by the Koch Network. They say here, Nikki Haley is by far the strongest candidate Republicans can put up against Joe Biden. In sharp contrast to recent elections that were dominated by the negative baggage of Donald Trump and which good candidates lost races they should have won, Nikki Haley at the top of the ticket would boost candidates up and down the ballot, winning the key independent and moderate voters that Trump has no chance to win. Yeah, these oligarchs are telling you in the grassroots who has a chance to win. Nikki Haley has a long track record of empowering people with more freedom and opportunity and supporting policies that favor competition over control. As governor, Haley's work to expand education opportunities, improve access and lower costs in our healthcare system, and protect freedom and flexibility in our workforce shows she shares our belief. Nikki Haley by far offers the best opportunity to improve the lives of all Americans. Well, this has done one thing. This has certainly disqualified Nikki Haley from becoming vice president. The Koch Network has been running this ad all summer. Play cut 61.
Win this time? because beating Joe Biden is the only way to get our country back on the right track. Sure, Donald Trump did some good things as president, but he lost. Americans had their say. Nominating him again would hand Democrats another win and ensure four more years of President Biden. Republicans need a new leader, someone who will win the fight and get elected. If we nominate Trump, Republicans lose and Biden wins.
I can't tell you how often I hear that from people disconnected from the grassroots. Let's not rewrite history. Donald Trump fell 44,000 votes short in three states with an election that was an insult to the rule of law, to our traditions, to our standards, to our customs, to the Constitution. 44,000 votes with mass mail-in ballots and the laptop being censored, midnight voting counting and week-long vote dripping out of Maricopa County. 44,000 votes. Donald Trump brings out voters that Nikki Haley will never bring out. If there's any lesson of the modern Trump era, it's that that cannot be duplicated. It cannot be replicated. Now, one of the biggest issues for Americans for Prosperity, I remember once being at Politicon in Nashville, I want to say. I think it was Tennessee. Yeah, it's Nashville. And one of the Koch groups had a big booth there. And they basically said, we need unlimited immigration into our country. Unlimited. Nikki Haley, she knows who she's talking to. Listen to this. Nikki Haley says, we need more Ilhan Omars. If companies say they want more Ilhan Omars, let's bring them in. Play cut 48.
When it comes to legal immigration, it's a broken system. It shouldn't take someone 10 years to become a citizen. But what we need to do is reform it. So for too long, Republican and Democrat presidents dealt with immigration based on a quota. We'll take X number this year. We'll take X number next year. The debate is on the number. It's the wrong way to look at it. We need to do it based on merit. We need to go to our industries and say, what do you need that you don't have?
Oh, so we need to go to Google and say, how many foreigners do you need, Google? We need to go to Goldman Sachs, companies that hate our country, by the way, and say, hey, how many Chinese nationals do you need, Goldman Sachs? That's what she's saying. Americans for Prosperity continues in their endorsement of Nimarata, and it says that their resources are going to be all in for the primary. And I just love this. This is so sad. It's just sad at the end of this document here. I can't get enough of this. The whole thing. And they say, a note of appreciation. On a final note, allow me to offer a thanks and appreciation to Governor DeSantis, who's been a tremendous leader for the state of Florida. He's been a strong advocate for many important freedom-oriented policies and fiscal responsibility. We understand that some of the governor's supporters, including many who support AFP, will be disappointed in our decision. However, as the 2024 primary season heats up, we're entering a time period that demands choices. So Ron DeSantis, you won the consolation prize. You won the consolation prize. You know how sick this document is? You know what's not mentioned once in here? That Donald Trump is facing 700 years in federal prison? They don't care. Because deep down, they think he deserves it. Deep down, they think it is warranted. The weaponization of the Department of Justice, going to jail for making a meme. Not once in this document does AFP mention that we are being invaded on our southern border. And they're willing to spend their money not on strengthening the movement. But I want to contrast this document and why they're getting behind Nikki Haley and the amazing article that we platformed yesterday. Two completely different perspectives. Bernie Marcus, 94 years old. He has made his billions. He is driven by one thing, love of America. He writes in the article, look, I'm upset with Trump on some stuff. So what? Get over it, Bernie Marcus says. I'm 94 years old. I don't want my grandkids to grow up in Mao's China. Suck it up, Bernie Marcus says. AFP. they do this little cute rap-a-tap dance. Well, our polling shows this, and we think we can do it. If you really think Nikki Haley has a chance to beat Donald Trump, now let me tell you how this is going to work. It's very clear. Politico.com has an article today. It's obviously planted. It's fine. And let me just be very clear. I've gotten along with Nikki for years. I actually don't harbor any personal resentment for her. She has spoke at Turning Point events before. She's welcome on the show. We see things completely differently. She's always been very kind, very sweet. I got to know her son, you know, said something nice when she announced for the presidency, but she's got no chance. So I want to make sure that's very clear. It's on the record. This is not a personal thing. I'll let you know when it's a personal thing. For with Nikki, it's not a personal thing. She was a pretty solid governor. She's an unbelievable neocon. Like, invade the world, invite the world, neoconservative, extraordinaire. But let me tell you this. Politico.com tilts the entire deal. They have this whole puff piece for Nikki Haley that she goes to South Carolina. Thank you. This is totally planted. Again, this is regime planted. They think Nikki Haley is the vessel to get a last-minute distraction to fight the Republican Party. In South Carolina homecoming, Haley's town hall turns into full-blown rally. So let me tell you kind of the 1-2 gut punch that they're going to try to have against Trump right now. They're going to try to see if DeSantis can get some sort of rally, late rally in Iowa. It might get closer than people think. Just to be honest, Iowa is a tricky state. Iowa voters like to be courted. The caucus system is unusual. The polls show Trump up 30, but if Trump only wins by 15, the media will say, wow, Trump only won by 15. And Iowa, he, in my personal opinion, I think Trump has to lower the expectations of Iowa and understand that it's a goofy system. I'm not saying it's a bad system. It's a goofy system. I've actually spoken at an Iowa caucus event back in 2016. So they're going to try to see if DeSantis can make a race out of it in Iowa. But they're going to try to do a Joe Biden 2020-style reset in South Carolina with Nikki Haley the same way Joe Biden did in 2020. They're going to try to make South Carolina the actual first state. And Nikki Haley, of course, is the former governor of South Carolina. Why do you think Tim Scott bowed out of the race? Tim Scott did that to clear the South Carolina lane for Nikki Haley. Tim Scott is the senator from South Carolina. He's trying to clear a lane for Nikki. And Nikki is going to downplay Iowa. She's going to try to get close in New Hampshire, which polling shows she can do well, and then go all in on South Carolina. Nikki's going to go all in on a home state strategy of South Carolina. Now, hilariously, the Donald Trump has the endorsement from Lady Graham, so that's just hilarious. This last weekend, Donald Trump got a massive ovation at the South Carolina Clemson football game. And Trump's team, very smart. They see what's happening here. Trump will win Iowa. The question, will he win it by 5 or will he win it by 20? The caucus system is very unpredictable. And if Trump wins by less than 10 points, the media will paint it, and it won't be a fair picture, of course not, as Trump is on the ropes, last minute surge. Oh my goodness, make it newsy in this kind of social media way. They're going to try to frame South Carolina as a reset. For 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And when I say only, trust me, they're the only one. I think the world of Patriot Mobile. They are amazing people. Glenn and the whole team, we have dinner frequently. I've gotten to know them. They're incredible. And I'm so proud to partner with them. They are donors to Turning Point USA. They are the best. You see, Patriot Mobile, they offer dependable nationwide coverage, giving you ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage that you're accustomed to without funding the left. So look, you got to make the switch today. And when you do that, when you switch to Patriot Mobile, you send a clear, convincing, and resounding message that you support freedom of speech, religious liberty, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, our military veterans, and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team can make switching very easy. So you keep your number, you keep your phone, or you upgrade. Their team will help you find the best plan for your needs. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. Glenn and the team there will be more than happy to help you. Just tell them Charlie Kirk sent you. They're amazing, super great to work with, very generous supporters of Turning Point USA and Turning Point Action. They are mission aligned. Have your cell phone bill work for the country. Make your cell phone bill work for America. Join me and make the switch today. That is patriotmobile.com/Charlie. Full endorsement, patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. One of the missing elements for the regime this last year has been a sleepy Republican primary. It has been sleepy. Donald Trump deserves incredible praise for bypassing and skipping the Republican debates. That was very, very wise of him. It could have created a race when there was not one. It was very good discipline. And the RNC tried to bait him in. They tried to bait him in. And he said no. AFP Action also releases all of these polling, all this polling here, that Haley is the strongest candidate that we have. Internally, we have not seen. We've seen the general election race tightening in Biden v. Trump. It's not tightening. Trump is up huge. What are you talking about tightening? And by the way, all these polls, I'd be very curious what AFP Action is doing with their tens of millions and potentially hundreds of millions of dollars to make sure that the general election candidate is going to win. But for them, Donald Trump is an existential threat to their priorities. An existential threat when he says that we are going to close the border. Ooh, it scares them. That we are going to prevent critical race theory from being taught in our schools. Their whole foundation. The new Koch talks about advancing racial justice. Mr. Koch's book in 2020 is completely different than the old Koch style. Went through a complete rewrite. Talking about driving progress in critical conversation shaping the 21st century. Every single one of these Koch groups, including Stand Together, 300 community-based groups tackling the root causes of poverty. Stand Together calls these pro-progress, perhaps the starve-off critiques that Koch is promoting so-called unbridled capitalism. They began IHS, which is a Koch-adjacent group, funds a race in contemporary political life. One of the people that they are partnering with has an argument that, quote, treason to whiteness is loyalty to humanity, and other works that appear to be rooted in critical race theory far more than any ground of classical liberalism. You guys can check out the whole piece of New Koch, American Mind, AmericanMind.org. We will post that article. So what are they doing here? Well, in some ways, they're so uncomfortable with a Trump presidency because for some of them, Trump is a threat to their business. There is no other way to explain it. Yeah, some of it might be personal vendettas and this whole idea, well, Trump can't win. Why do you say that? What evidence do you have to support that? Don't give me this poll stuff. This is a bunch of nonsense. 44,000 votes was the margin in 2020. And there was not a ballot chasing operation, the lawfare stuff that needs to happen. No. They're concerned about an unnecessary, deeply destructive horse race. The good news is that donors have been leaving AFP in big numbers throughout recent years. They don't want what they're selling. There's still a remnant, though, obviously, that are pumping in significant sums of money to now prop up the warmonger Nikki Haley. I just love it. The old school libertarians that have given tons of money to Cato, throughout, like literally used to sit on the board of Cato, is now endorsing Nikki Haley. That goes to show that their Trump derangement syndrome is so unhinged. And the final point I'll make is the opportunity cost here is the most frustrating. It is maddening. What a waste of resources, a waste of time, a waste of energy. But is it a waste? Or is it a strategy? Imagine what we could all do combined, what Turning Point Action could do, what Scott Pressler could do with these resources. Imagine what we could do on the front lines in Wisconsin and Arizona, ballot chase, precinct committee, and strengthening the grassroots base. But I'm not convinced that they actually want Trump ever to win, even if he was the nominee. I think they would rather bloody him up, damage him, and say, I told you so. That's not how patriots act. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
Cable news, noisy, boring. out of touch. That's why Salem News Channel is different. We keep you in the know, streaming 24/7 for free. Home to the greatest collection of conservative voices like Dennis Prager, Jay Sekulow, Mike Gallagher, and more. Salem News Channel is unfiltered and unapologetic. Watch anytime on any screen at snc.tv and local now, channel 525.